Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about what's wrong with people. Well, let's go. Yeah, I remember a while back when George Floyd got hurt and all that I can't breathe stuff? Yeah, because if this guy was a different color, things would have been different, right? Just saying. Case in point, let's look up this other crap. Look. Yeah, look at this. Yeah, that Camelo guy? Apparently he stabbed the guy in the body in that MetLife dude? Yeah, first they were saying that they were fighting over a seat. But then later it turned out that supposedly that this black dude was right there rummaging through tents and looking for stuff to steal. And then this dude in the bottom told him, hey, what's up? And then that's when the altercation started. And somehow, someway, the black dude stabbed this white dude in the chest, in the heart, and died. Yeah, it's pretty messed up no matter how you slice it. But the thing that I trip out is that they give this guy money. Look, the guy out there on top, Camelo, he made a lot of money. Yeah, I just think it's disgusting that this guy is profiting over the murder of this guy in the bottom. Yes, I know they gotta go to trial and all that, but I don't know. There's conflicting things, and people donate money to this guy. I think personally that their priorities are all screwed up. Just an opinion. That guy in the bottom did die, and he does deserve money because, you know, he got killed. The other guy, well, he should get a lawyer and do all that stuff, but I don't think that this money should go to pay for that legal matter. Yeah, this guy did something wrong. He took someone's life. So why should someone pay for this dude's stuff? Just saying. I know because this guy is a certain color or whatever. That's why people are sticking together. That's why that 30%, that's not my thing. Yeah, man, it's really disgusting. I personally wouldn't let nobody go in there and fuck with my shit. That's just me, you know? What would you do? Oh, man. But yeah, this dude's making money. It's insane. This guy shouldn't be making a penny. Profiting out of some other murder. That's my opinion. It's like Richard Ramirez or Charles Manson selling their art, profiting from their murder. Just saying. But I know you're innocent until proven guilty. I understand that. Yeah, man, I don't think it's cool that people play the race card. Just because people are certain in colors and skin tones or whatever, they start using it as a shield for people to being bad. Yeah, I'm not saying that everybody does it, but there are some people that act bad just because they can. Just saying. Yeah, look at this clip about this lady complaining that diets are racist. Yeah, just because things are not going your way, it's suddenly racist? I don't think so, but let's watch what this chick says.
I mean, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower.
Hey lady, don't you think that maybe you're losing weight because of genetics or maybe because of lifestyle or diet? You know, there could be all kinds of different factors why you're losing slower weight than other people from different races. Just saying.
Racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
I bet you're wondering what did that have to do with racism. I'm just telling you the mindset of certain people. Look at this chick. This chick believes that Camelo guy should be set free. Yeah, she's a businesswoman over there and wherever the hell they're from. And she believed just because of the guy is white and the guy that stabbed him is black and systemic racism, that's why that guy should be let go free. Well, do get to hear what she says. Let's play the clip.
Y'all not gonna make me believe or feel any kind of sympathy for Austin Metcalf at all. He put his hands on that young man when he should have kept them hands to him.
Hey lady, supposedly your friend Camelo was in the tent stealing, looking through shit to take. Yeah, and the other guy, Metcalf, he just told him, hey man, what the hell are you doing taking shit? And that's when that guy just turned around and just stabbed him. That's what supposedly happened. You don't know either, so you running your mouth. I don't think that's good. So, like, you could run your mouth, I guess I could run my mouth too, right? Just saying.
Self. When the young man told him, touch me and see, you bet.
What the fuck? Touch me and see? That justifies someone dying? Really? Huh. Okay, even if they were fighting over a seat, you still justify stabbing someone just because they told you to move? Oh, I know. Do you think it's back in the Rosa Parks thing, saying go in the back of the bus and whatnot? But supposedly the guy was stealing, so I don't know. So, I don't think you should let the skin color of anybody stand against the justice. They do say that Lady Justice is blind, but you, lady, are just retarded. Just an opinion.
Not touch me? That...
Yeah, in case you can't tell, this chick is stupid and retarded and ghetto. I just heard the smoke alarm chirp.
Chirp?
Yep, hallmarks of retardation. Stupidity, right? Just an opinion, but maybe I'm the retarded. But at least my smoke alarm doesn't chirp.
Man, that I don't want you in my space, I don't want you touching me.
Yeah, look at this chick. Just look at her face, her eyes. You could see the hate in her eyes. Just because she sees the color of her skin? Huh. Wow. Yes. You see the cultivation of this this race thing? Yeah, white versus black. Don't you think it's the rich people versus poor people? Us versus them? But no, people believe this race bullshit. Yes, it is race bullshit. We're all the same people. Yes. There's no white, black, brown, pink, whatever, but people want to believe that shit. Right? Look at this stupid person. What a retard. Look at the hate in her face, but whatever. I guess we're going to go in this trajectory, aren't we? Well, let's continue.
Rosa Park days is over. You cannot think that you can...
Isn't it funny that you notice that certain people bring up shit from the past, especially shit that they never experienced personally? Yeah, when did she ever do that Rosa Parks Jim Crow or, you know, lynching stuff and all that? I'm sure she never did that. She looks like she's well taken care of and pampered. Just saying. But no, you're so retarded you think all this racist stuff. Just saying. There is no racism. But you're too stupid to see that. You're the one that's racist, miss. Just an opinion.
Move somebody out of a seat that you don't own.
Guess what, dum-dum? That other dude didn't own that seat either. And that justifies the other guy getting stabbed? Your priorities are all fucked up, missy. Just saying.
And think that it's gonna be okay. And you can't determine how I'm gonna retaliate on you when you put your hands on me in an aggressive manner.
Okay, so according to her, that she's not responsible for the reaction that you get if you're doing something to them. Okay, then. So if you start doing all that shit, and when that guy reacts to you, the shit that you're doing, it's gonna go back and forth, right? But remember, this guy was supposedly defending his seat. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Defending your seat to you know, stabbing someone? Even if he didn't, this guy didn't lose his life. I don't think stabbing someone is a good idea. Not for a seat. Really? Just saying.
Austin Metcalf got exactly what he deserved.
What the fuck? He's saying that a 16-year-old kid deserved to lose his life over a fucking seat. Over a seat. Really? You're one cold-hearted piece of shit. That's just my opinion. You think that a kid deserves to lose a life. Yeah, and now also that dude's gonna lose his life too. Not in the physical sense, but in the sense that he's gonna go to prison. Well, he should go to prison. But knowing how fucked up our legal system is, he'd probably get off. And if he does get screwed over, it'd probably be a slap on the wrist. Yeah, whatever happens to this dude be too good for him. Yeah, I probably won't be surprised they make a movie about this, and then this dude gets a movie deal and like a book deal and stuff like that, and he gets out of prison and he's gonna, you know, do well. Hell, he might even open a podcast. Well, look at that chick, the Haktua girl. She had a stupid podcast over stupid shit. So, you know, the crazier things has happened in this fucking world, so why not?
Point blank period. It's time out for feeling sorry for somebody's feelings or feeling emotional about something.
Hey, at least that's something I could agree with. Feelings are stupid and wrong. Yeah, just like how your mentality is. You should mind your own fucking feelings and control them. Yes, if you do whatever the fuck you feel like, shit happens. Yes, especially over a quote-unquote seat. Yes, like you, lady, running your mouth over stupid shit that you don't understand. Yeah, you think it's over a seat and you think it's okay. Okay. Whatever. Wrong. Yeah, do you know what's funny? This chick is a businesswoman, I think in Georgia, wherever they're from. Yeah, she has like a beauty supply store, like a chain of wigs or whatever the fuck they sell. Yeah, you know, those kind of stuff. Yeah, I wouldn't have buy shit from this chick if this is the kind of mentality she has. Yeah, people should boycott. That's just my opinion, but meh, whatever. There is no justice. Our life is just a bunch of bullshit, then we get fucked in the ass, then we die. No said. Right? Right? Let's move on.
Somebody feelings. Also, Metcalf should have kept his damn hands to himself.
And you should have kept your mouth shut, lady. This just shows how stupid and the mentality going through your brain. Yeah, your mindset is trash. And you own a business? Yeah, I wonder if more people think like this. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that more people like you think like that. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Point blank period.
I don't know. People are getting tired of all this weird shit. And people are gonna do things. I hope not, because it might start some rioting and all that. Yeah, don't go to protesting or anything like that. And don't start shit. There's no point. Because most likely it's gonna be some Fed shit. Yeah, don't do that. Don't hurt people. Just mind your own business and take care of your own shit. Because at the end of the day, your life matters. Yes. Don't be following these retarded normies. They're stupid. They're gonna get you in trouble. You see? Look at that shit. If you don't think that's retardation, I don't know what is. But yeah, it's certain people doing it. Yeah, don't go to prison. Don't get locked up. Because then we won't be together and hanging out. I really enjoy spending time making videos for you guys. I enjoy the time that I do. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you for joining my little madness here. Like, share, and subscribe, and all that good stuff. But yeah, these people that you see here on video are retarded. Yeah, don't be like them. Be the best version of you can be. Oh, imagine if a train would hit these people. Oh, in a perfect world. But I digress. Yeah, friends, just do the best things you can in the world. Because shit's gonna get real crazy real soon. Watch. Yeah, Trump has only been there for 100 days, give or take. But yeah. Yeah, and a lot of these losers are still not done yet. We're still winding up this year. So don't put up with their shit. Just take care of, keep your nose clean. Because all this weird shit's gonna be piling up. Just saying. Well, anyways, you guys be the best versions you can be. Don't let this shit hit you and just move on. Because a lot of weirdos are going to be doing some stupid shit. And they're going to be blaming you for shit too. So don't fall for their things. Just keep yourself protected and keep your nose clean, alright? So you guys be well. Goodbye.
Ooh. Hello, chocolate boy.
Hold up.